comments are loud and clear. If you're here, Adriana Casanova?
Here.
Dee Conkling?
Here.
Don Cook? Bill Crozier? Bill Crozier?
Bill.
Here.
Elaine Duncan?
Here.
Anissa Faruqi?
Here.
Jim Krafka?
Here.
Alexandra Hunter?
Here.
Jerry Lynch?
Here.
Robert Mark?
Here.
P.K. McCary?
Here.
Susie Moreno? Deb Shafto here. Susan Rodwin?
Here.
Casey Sinclair?
Here.
Ted Weisgold?
Here.
Tevin White?
Here.
What? Let me call the roll first. We'll deal with that afterwards. Venetia Williams?
Here.
Rhonda Garner?
She's here.
Robert Gartner?
She's here. She's left for a second.
She's, Rhonda's here?
Yeah, here's her okay. Computer. She's here.
Robert Gartner? Lars Hedlington?
Here.
Wally James?
Here.
Hank Lamb?
Here.
And Mike Lewis?
Here.
Okay, that's the list.
Okay.
State your point.
What's the decision to sit with the Lars and take the seat of Chris?
I do not know that that has been resolved. So, Lars, at this point, you are not a voting member of this body. Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay, Deb, what's the next item on the agenda?
Okay, on the agenda. Approval of the agenda, staff recognition, review of minutes, removal of board members due to absences, delegates meeting, public comment, return to delegates meeting, treasurer's report, status of under the treasurer's report, we want to know about the status of budget and the committee of the banking and finance. No, the next meeting of banking and finance, GM report, conveners of committee appointments, and I'm going to read these out. Personnel and Logistics, AIDC, Development, Facilities Management and Planning, Governance, MSRC, Outreach, Programming, Technology. I knew what that was when I wrote it down. COT?
Committee of Inclusion, COI.
COI, yes. Committee of Inclusion, the CAB, we need to establish a coordinating committee. A committee to make the LSB reports on air, announcements, date and time, and location for next meeting. The reason this is so disjointed is that I misunderstood a request from the chair to print up this, and I thought he was just talking about the minutes, and mea culpa, and lo siento.
We have agenda?
That was it. If you were listening, you would have heard, if you wanted to know the agenda, she just read it to you.
How?
We're just going to have to wing it. The next
time. Next time I'll print it up and put it out in advance. But
I sent out a version of it. There are some items that I know are missing. This is the first version I sent out, disjointed parts of it.
Dylan? We have that one that she just read.
Wait, if you wish to speak, please raise your hands. If you have a point of order, say point of order.
I didn't hear voting on new PMD members on the list. Did I ever miss it?
Yes.
He just asked everybody to do it.
The next item on the agenda is the approval of minutes. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The first thing was staff recognitions.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, staff recognitions. It's 30 seconds apiece, and it's staff recognitions according to our standing rules. If you do not have someone to recognize in 30 seconds and they are not staff, I will call you out of order. But do we have any? We have a very tight agenda, so I'm going to be very strict with the rules tonight. Rhonda, who would you like to recognize?
I'd like to thank staff member Hank Lamb. He has put together a great CD of his Electro Love festivals that he's had, and we're hoping it'll become like a June 16th or the Picker Poets or something like that. So thank you, Hank, for giving us that great premium to work with.
Thank you very much. Any other staff recognitions? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item on the agenda, which is Deb.
The roll call we've done.
Approval.
Review of the minutes. You have a copy in front of you.
Okay. I don't have a copy in front of me. Does anyone have any corrections to the minutes dated Wednesday, December the 14th? Hank?
Mr. Chair, I move that we postpone the approval of the minutes from this meeting to the next meeting because we are pressed for time tonight. We have three different varieties.
You're out of order.
I second.
Mr. Knott, advocate your motion. You can say you move to postpone, and that's it.
I move to postpone, sir.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion to postpone this, and maker of the motion, will you please speak in favor of your motion?
Well, we're pressed for time tonight. None of us have had a chance to look over these minutes that were just handed and digest them, look at what corrections we think may be needed, and without taking the time to do it in this meeting, we're going to have trouble.
I'm going to rule your motion out of order because...
I appeal the motion of the chair, sir.
I haven't explained why.
You just said.
I'm ruling your motion out of order because in order for us to know who is on this body, we need to know who was and who was not present in our December 14th meeting. There may be people who had absences, and thus those absences apply to whether or not they are actually able to be on this body. So that's my rule.
The motion of the decision of the chair.
Point of information.
Well, your appeal from the decision of the chair did not get a second, so your appeal is denied.
I'll second.
It's too late.
No, it's not.
I made the ruling. That's it.
I appealed the ruling of the chair.
I appealed that ruling of the chair.
Yes, I second that before you get
you
in.
You didn't ask for a second. You didn't ask for a second three times, as I believe the rules require.
Robert's
all
rules.
Right. All right. I will back off, and we'll start with you, Hank, and if you wish to explain why you wish to appeal this decision and why you don't want the vote of the attendance of December to apply.
We were sent a copy of attendance, and some of that's in question, but there are some people that are well beyond question that need to be dealt with, and we can deal with those because we know factually the group sitting here knows that certain people have missed too many meetings entirely. I know. We overlooked that for 2 minutes.
We're not going to have back and forth conversation.
At any rate, not to pick on anyone, but the rules are the rules and they're supposed to apply to us all.
Okay. I'm going to go around the circle this way. Well, actually, so what he's saying is we are going to pick and choose what part
of... No, that's not what I'm saying.
Would you please let me finish?
You're not supposed to put words in my mouth or attribute shouldn't. Causation to my words.
I have a friendly suggestion.
There is an appeal from the decision of the chair. The person making the appeal gets to speak first. The chair gets to speak either first or second. I'm going to speak, and then everyone else will have an opportunity to speak if they wish. Okay? So what I am hearing is that we are going to accept part of the minutes of the December meeting, that is the attendance, but we are not going to consider the rest of what is on this document. I further think we should approve these minutes, noting that to all of you, if at some point in time in the future you find an error in this, we can go back next month and correct any additional errors. Hank
Sir, that's not at all what you heard.
I'm not calling on you. I am letting you know right now that I get to speak once, you get to speak once. You spoke.
But you said something that I did not say.
I didn't attribute it to you.
Yes, you did. You said what I heard was. And that's not what you heard.
Point of order.
What I heard was, you're out of order. Bob, do you want to speak to this this matter?
Well, yeah, I just think that if we're going to go through five sets of minutes, and I don't know what we can do with the executive minutes because we're not in executive session, but I think that there are people on this body that were at those minutes. A document was circulated that appears to be an attendance record. That is subject to anybody questioning its accuracy, and we can save ourselves a lot of time to get on to the important business of this meeting pursuant to the bylaws by postponing the pick and choose of the minutes and just deal with the issue when we get to that on the agenda using the attendance list.
Kevin?
I just think we've been given a lot of paperwork to go through. We don't have time to go through it ourselves individually. It can't be just railroading through. I had an excused absence to the December 14th meeting. I sent a week out before to a vacation I had planned months ago and already paid for. And I'm going to skip your tax.
Point of information, Dwayne Bradley gave her an agenda for the meeting. So are you, the question is, are you without an agenda?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me add to that. Also, Dwayne told me that he printed the management manager's report, because he's not going to be here. There's a manager's report.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be
and
here.
I think some financial reporting that he had.
I'm sort of about my personal life. I usually don't talk about it. I'll just say I was in three different locations with three different reasons. Two of them were physical.
People, remember this is speaking. Can you? I cannot hear you.
I can't hear you either.
Oh, okay.
Clear.
My name is Cliff Smith. The reason why I wasn't here is because I was in some place else that they wouldn't let me come out when I wanted to.
Ron?
Not in a mental house. Not really. I mean, some of you might find out they can put you in jail, federal law, anytime they want you. They give you 120 days before they have to let you out. Sometimes they can let you in longer than that.
Before I can speak, I have a point of order. How many sets of meetings are we going to try to...
We're only talking about this one right now.
The one from December?
December.
Okay, well, I read those minutes. I got them in advance, so so this is what I have to offer. I'm okay with approving the December minutes, and I'm also for straightening out the minutes with regards to how that would affect our election tonight. So, meaning the minutes that relate to Kevin's absences and Cliff's absences. I think we should try to work those out.
Everyone does not have to speak, but I'm going to point and see if you want to.
I'm for putting off this until next week, next month.
I'm for let's approve these minutes tonight, and so that this secretary doesn't get behind the new secretary. I know she probably won't, because I believe she's a very responsible person, but it puts a hardship on her to keep carrying minutes over and over and over. So I'm for voting on it tonight, and she put it out probably close to a week ago, and I don't know why anybody didn't read it yet.
Elaine?
I would vote on it.
I feel like it's not relevant because the December meeting has nothing to do with the train or the trail of absences that these people incurred, so it's pointless. If they have the minutes from December, November, October to make these decisions on the voting members.
Deb?
I
I'm going to pass, Ron.
Okay,
I'm going to pass.
Susie?
Well, I just got here, so which minutes are we exactly talking
December.
About? Just December?
Yes.
Well, somebody else mentioned.
We're only talking about Hank's motion is
the motion
to.
Was for all the minutes.
No.
To be
you
what?
Keep saying them.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Can we establish, please, that people cannot talk back and forth? We need to ask for the floor, and once that you open the floor, we.
It's my understanding that the motion made, and from now on, we're going to put them in writing. The motion was to delay the approval of the December minutes.
Of all the minutes.
He only asked for December.
I didn't say December at all. I said all these minutes.
All right.
Because we had so many of them handy to
us. Okay.
That's
what I said.
Thank you. By the way, behind me is Dr. Martha Hahn. She's a professor of speech at the University of Houston, and she is the highest ranking parliamentarian that the National Association of Parliamentarians has. She is my friend, and I've asked her to serve as my parliamentarian this evening.
Welcome.
Okay, so we got off track.
You're Hit way me. Off track.
Would you please explain?
I suggest you just wipe the slate clean and start over and dump all. You're wasting time on all this appeal stuff. Just.
State your motion.
I
don't think
Hank
understood what you were.
Can I co-chair with you for a moment?
Sure.
All in favor of wiping the slate clean, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Good. We're starting over. You got the roll call done. You know who voted to count. Okay, you got minutes from December before you. If you want to, not do you approve them, but if you want to vote on them tonight, raise your hand.
Wow. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Oh,
wait. Okay. If you do not want to vote on them tonight, raise your hand.
What are we voting?
December.
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 Pay attention.
I'm outnumbered. That's fine.
Oh, no, we haven't voted on it. They're just voting on whether to vote.
Voting on what matters.
It's obvious. Okay. Everybody raise that.
Most of the people want to get the December minutes done. So, now, are there corrections to the December minutes?
So, the motion has no bearing at all.
When I ask you to just wipe the slate clean, you've got such a mess here. You can spend an hour appealing the appeals of the appeals of the appeals, and you're not going to get anything done. And I'm a
cut-through-the-chase
kind of
parliamentarian, so. Okay, we have voted
six cents
to we are going to consider the December minutes, and the question is, are there any corrections? Now, this does not preclude you from making corrections at future meetings. Are there any corrections to the December minutes?
Where are the December minutes?
Point of order.
They were handed out. They look like this.
Point of order.
Yeah, point of order.
State your point.
Can we say the date of the meeting so it's not just December?
Wednesday, December 14th.
December
14th. Okay, are there any corrections?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I was on vacation. I sent notice to the board a week in advance, and I see Dee Conkin got an excused absence. Why couldn't I?
It was requested
a week in advance.
Okay, then you were not at the meeting.
No, I was on vacation.
Okay, and the minutes states that you were not at the meeting.
Yes, yes.
So the minutes are correct.
But they don't. Dee Conkin wasn't there either in the minutes.
That's a different issue.
No, it's the same thing. It's fairness.
No. Well, then
one standard.
Correct that next. Yours is not a correction. Yours is an accurate statement.
Mine's an excused absence.
Point of order. The member may be an expert on Robert's rules, but she's obviously not an expert on our rules.
Our bylaws.
Which understate the importance of an excused
order. No one
recognizes you. Challenge the ruling of the chair.
I second that. I'd like to speak to the motion.
I'm going to speak to this first, and that is to say that we have a standing rule that says that if you have had a sufficient number of absences, you are no longer eligible for requesting excused absences, and that is why Kevin this absence was not noted as excuse. You had five consecutive meetings of absences, as listed in the material provided by Susan Radman. Okay?
Those have been approved.
Allow me to speak to that?
No.
Point of information, have those been approved?
That's what we're about to do.
Since I challenged the ruling of the chair, I should have been the first one to speak.
Not necessarily. Go ahead. I'm giving you the right.
I will tell you that if that is the case, if that is your rationale, then we should be doing this in the order of the meetings from beginning to end, not the last one first. Because I believe that there are people that question the veracity of those minutes with regard to attendance, and so we should take the earliest minutes first, resolve those issues, and move forward to these minutes. And then we can resolve his issue of whether he was entitled to a vote on an excuse.
My ruling is that we can approach this from back to front or front to back, and we are going to approach it from the most recent back, because those are the dates where the most significant number of absences, the ones that would take a current member off of this board, come into play. If they had had excessive absences back in January, February, or March, they would have been off the board by now. Okay. You're out of order.
Of course I'm out of order. I'm going to be out of order.
Then I will entertain the possibility of a trial and get and
okay,
remove you.
A trial, sweet.
Okay, Susan, as the secretary.
Why do we go backwards and not forwards?
Susan, would you please? Wait, is there anyone? Let's take a vote on this.
She's looking.
I'm going to look at
the vice chair is looking.
I would like to take a vote on this.
Point of
state your point.
Mr. Chair, I beg that people respect the rest of us and the public and all these people.
That's
you
not
need
a point
chair.
Of order. That's a request for the body and brings up. Listen, what we're going to do is it's the chair's ruling, and you can either sustain the chair or not. It is my ruling that we are going to go from the most recent meetings that people ostensibly missed backwards. And I explained why, and it is because if they had missed
Mr.
multiple
Chairman,
readings in January, they'd be off.
I think, well, you're pardon me, but you're wrong.
Okay.
Thank you.
You go with the reverse order. You take the early ones first.
Point of order. I had suggested that we approve.
Let him read this paragraph first.
Won't you?
Will he read?
Yeah. Is that
what
true?
Oh, okay.
Point of order takes precedence.
If for any reason there are minutes of other meetings and additions of the last meeting that have not been read previously, they are each read and approved first. In the order of date from earliest to latest.
Okay.
That's what
so, okay, so
you got
the one you want to
okay, which one is the most recent?
How many have you not approved?
Latest
six
the most
whole
recent.
Year.
The most recent.
Then, according to Roberts, you should go back to June or whenever it was and do them.
November 8th. November.
I don't know how often.
Point of order. Most recent is the last, Ted. So you got to do the oldest one first.
Yeah.
Right. Do that.
Exactly.
Right. I'm correcting the chairman here.
The most recent is
read it again.
Last.
Is last.
Right.
Yes.
So most recent is done last, is what you're saying.
Yes.
We approved them back. What month do we need to
first.
Go back to?
November 9th is the first.
What is that?
We have
the
last meeting with delegates. And he was present for the
LSB
meeting,
he
left, was not present for the delegates meeting.
Does everybody hear what she just said?
No.
No,
people don't. Okay. On November 9th, Kevin White was present for the LSB meeting, but he left before we had the delegate session And so he was absent for the November 9th delegate session, and that was his first absence.
I was there that night.
Are they?
You were not there for the delegates meeting.
That's absurd.
We're separating meetings.
Yes. We only separate, huh?
It's LSB meetings three in a row. Not
so. The minutes were discussing a single absence. Point of information, does that mean there were two meetings held that night?
Yes. Yes.
So it's all part of the one meeting.
How many roll, for the new members, how many roll calls were taken that evening?
Two.
Okay. Thank you.
On 11-16, he was also absent for that LSB meeting, and he was absent
point
for...
Point of information.
State your points. Can we have quiet, please?
Why are we discussing an individual member's absences when we're supposed to be discussing general minutes?
You want an answer to that question? Because the whole issue that is before us right now is whether or not Kevin White, and actually there are other people as well, who have missed more than three consecutive meetings with unexcused absences, and as a result are no longer eligible to be on this body.
But we have several.
We're dialoguing about something.
Yes, we are.
Well, that's out of order.
That's what? What you need to approve.
Exactly. That's what I just said. Listen to parliamentarians.
He's trying. She did say it right. She said for us to vote. Deal with the minutes first. And that's exactly what you said.
Okay, what is your preference? What is the body's preference on how we actually go through all of these documents? Does somebody want to...
How many sets of them do you
have?
Six.
Do I have?
Well, I can't.
I don't know if my point of order was heard before. We apparently have six set of meeting minutes to approve. I suggest that we try to work through the minutes of Kevin White's absences and Cliff Smith's absences to where we can make a decision whether there's a change in the board so we can get on with electing our PNB delegates. What time is it?
I second that.
Thank you.
I would like to know how many meetings I'm supposed to have.
I second that.
We'll tell you in just a moment.
Also, two point of order, and as y'all recall, I asked to postpone this in the last meeting to where all of this could be handled.
Right.
You know, so Cliff could present his case, Kevin could present his case, and ideally, if we would have gone with that process, we wouldn't be having this right now.
The problem that we're facing, folks, is that there's going to be elections tonight for the Pacifica National Board, and we want to make sure that the people on this body who vote are legitimately on this body, and the people who are currently not on this body are eligible to become members of this body because they are replacing people who have excessive absences. So what I would like to do right now is ask Susan Radlin to focus specifically on one point, and that point is the absences from the earliest date of contention, which I guess is in November, to the present and inform the body only about absences. Roberts is mute on our bylaws. Our bylaws say something that Roberts doesn't say. Roberts doesn't say you even take attendance, but our bylaws say attendance is critical to whether or not you stay on this body or not. Three absences, three consecutive unexcused absences, and you're out. Okay, Susan.
Okay, I want to ask a question first. It's my understanding that delegates' meetings on the same night as an LSB meeting is two meetings.
Correct.
It's two
sessions. However, on executive sessions, if there's an executive session the same night as an LSB, it's still only one meeting.
We don't take roll for executive
sessions. Okay, in that case...
I would like to make a motion.
Let her
be there.
There already is a motion.
Let me just say whatever.
I'm not sure. There's already a motion on the floor.
Okay, on 11-9, Kevin missed the delegates meeting. On 11-16, he missed an LSV meeting. On 11-30, he missed an LSV meeting. On 12-7, he missed an LSV meeting. That's three right there, not even counting the 12-14.
Okay. I haven't called on you yet.
Point of information. Rhonda brought up Cliff and Kevin, and I want to know if she was implying that they would be taken concurrently or one at a time.
You can divide the question if you wish.
I have a new point of information.
Are you giving information or asking a question?
I want to give information.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, yes. Giving information is no longer...
I'm trying to problem solve.
It's out of order.
May I please have special permission to speak? Because I think that I have a good solution. I would just like for you all to hear it.
Speak to our motion.
Okay, so if we get real about this, we have Cliff Smith and we have Kevin White who are in question. All right? I think that considering, no, we don't like this word, but it's there, the factions that we've had, Cliff Smith represents one faction, Kevin White represents another faction. So in the interest of moving this meeting forward and getting to our PNB delegates, let's let Kevin and Cliff remain to where this meeting can move forward.
I second that.
I third that.
Let's go.
Does that mean remain forever?
No. Rhonda, you know what? That was a motion, and you advocated to the motion before you... Okay, we haven't made a motion, but what is your statement?
I guess my point about doing these at the next meeting has been well made. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, I believe that we have rules.
Speak up.
We have rules, special rules, and the one that we are talking about, I mean, this is not a joke. It's not a faction problem. I'm sorry, Rhonda, that you say it that way, because it's not what the special rules that we have, the rules have nothing to do. What you can, people can say that, that people apply the rules depending who they like it or not. I think that we should apply the rule equally to everybody. We voted, we have a standing and special rules, and we voted. And we voted that rule in May 13, 2015. This body vote that specific rule. Because we have the same problem. We have people that were excused and come one meeting in the whole year. That is the problem that we are having here. We have rules and apply to everybody.
Wait.
You're out of order. Jim?
I would like to make a motion.
There's a motion on the floor, so it's probably...
You weren't dealing with it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, is it on the floor or not?
No.
I would like to make a motion that we suspend our rules and allow Cliff and Kevin to be members of this board.
You can't suspend your bylaws.
Hey, I'm not. I'm suspending our rules.
Special
it's a motion.
Your motion is out of order and it's dilatory because you can't exactly. What was said behind me, in case you didn't hear what Martha said, was our bylaws say if you miss three consecutive meetings with unexcused absences, you're out.
Okay.
That's
Mr. Chairman.
Let's go.
Parliamentarian has a quick question. Is your rule in the standing rules or is it in the
standing rules?
Standing rules
in
the bylaws as well.
It's not a special rule we came up with.
Okay, fine. If it's in the bylaws, you cannot suspend it. If it's in the standing rules, you can.
I got a second.
What?
Will you show me where it is?
What rule are you
suspending? Adriana has it.
Bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to keep where we are, Hank made a motion to postpone consideration of the minutes. Then we had, you said it was out of order, it was a challenge ruling of the chair. We still haven't dealt with that. I think we should go back to that motion. Because I'm afraid we're going to spend another 30 minutes or an hour on this before we get to anything else. I'd also like to point out that there's some problems with some of those meetings. And what will allow us to spend 30 minutes discussing whether the meeting on the December 7th was a real meeting or not, for example. And the, there was also a problem with the meeting on the 16th that overlapped the development meeting, and there were questions about that. It was also a legitimate meeting. So, you know, we're going to get bogged down in discussion on that. So I think we should go back to the original motion, please, if we can. Or your ruling saying it was out of order.
Ladies and gentlemen.
We all agreed to start off. Okay, we've got the bylaws here. The rule is in the bylaws and therefore cannot be suspended.
Thank you.
It's also in the standing rules. If it were only in the standing rules, we could be suspended. But the gentleman who goes.
Point of order, there are two rules in play here. One's a standing rule, one's a bylaw. And they're not identical.
Anything that's in the bylaws.
Three consecutive absences is removal. The other is three absences of any kind, and you're not eligible for an excused absence.
Unless you're Marielena.
Correct.
Point of order.
It doesn't
when
matter.
When we reference the bylaws or the standing rules, can we reference what page and what where it is so the rest of
us can? So, request for information, and yes, you, okay. We can.
Page
14. Okay. 14
of
45.
Okay.
Yeah. There's
a motion and a second.
Okay. Would you please, where's your motion in writing?
It basically just cleaned up with Bob.
Well, she didn't put it in writing either. Where is your motion?
How could we do a motion?
I thought you said it was done for you.
Cliff, you want to speak? I'm going to give you the floor for 2 minutes.
Personally, I think we ought to just do what several people have suggested about different other aspects of what we're voting on overall. Write it off and go on. To say this is not faction written, it's ridiculous. This has been something we've been going on for the last 2 years. Let it fly. Go ahead forward with something else. I mean, some people will be glad to see Kevin here, some people will hate I'm here. Let's go. Don't let it stay here forever.
I just want to point out to y'all that by doing what Rhonda or what Jim have suggested, it strikes me as being an abrogation of our bylaws. If people have missed three meetings in a row, legitimately absent of in three meetings, what we are doing by allowing them to stay on this body is we're allowing people who have lost their right to serve on this body, and we are at the same time denying two individuals who should be on this body the right to vote tonight on the issue of who serves this body on the national board. And that is the essential question and why this is so contentious.
You want me to read it?
I will.
It's
going to
be hard.
Well, but if you can't read it, then we have another problem.
Exactly.
I move that we suspend the rules. We're not suspending the rules, we're suspending the bylaws. And
allow
Cliff and Kevin to remain, become board members, and postpone any consideration of the minutes until next meeting. Okay. Okay, it has been moved and seconded.
Mr. Chair?
Susie, would you please speak?
I am against it because in the future, then we would have to carry on the same rules and no one would ever be off the board if we missed three.
Why is it so important that somebody be off the board?
It's not. We're just following rules. Excuse
me.
It doesn't matter if it was me or you. If you miss three, you miss three. And if it's in the bylaws, it's in the bylaws.
Okay. Is there someone who wishes to speak on the other side? And this will be the last time. If you've spoken on this issue before, I'm going to limit you to one more time on this issue. Kevin.
Number one, we made exception for Maria Linda Lena last year for many months, and no one ever questioned that. I was kept off the board for months because of that. Number two, normally a chair sends out an agenda a week before and reminds everyone that there's a meeting the week before. I received nothing for the November 16th meeting. I received nothing for the November 30th meeting. It shocked everybody when I walked in December 7th to that meeting because I wasn't really invited to it. This is power plays by factions. This is not playing fair. I didn't even know the existence of these until someone said that there's a meeting tomorrow night. And I ran to it, and everyone looked incredibly shocked.
That's not experience. You haven't spoken on this issue. Susan. Susan.
Can Ted refine what he means by not receiving notice?
Well, I'm going to let the secretary speak to all of this.
All of the meetings that everybody wants to contend about these meetings, they're on KPFTX. And notices went out by email, just like any other meeting. Everyone got them. If you didn't get them, then your email address is jacked up.
You're out of order, Kevin.
But if you look on, I have the KPFTX right here, and all those meetings are on there. So I guess they're not legitimate.
How do I know to look there?
You're out of order.
This is about me. I'm the one thrown off.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes. Are we ready? Are we ready for a vote on this question?
Always.
Can you give me the floor,
Mr.
Chair? Is my point of order? Thank you.
State your point.
May I ask somebody to read the bylaws, Article 4, Section 9, removal of delegates, the one that we cannot modify.
Would you please read the relevant section?
Section C. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate upon the occurrence of any of the following.
And just read the appropriate one.
The appropriate one says C. Failure of a delegate to attend three consecutive local station board meetings, which absences had not been excused by a majority vote of the LSB members present at the meeting in question. That is the bylaw.
I withdraw my motion. Let's just go through the minutes one by one. Thank you.
Well, we're only going to talk about the issue of absences.
No, we all got to have a right to do
this. This motion has been made and seconded. Is there any objection to the withdrawal of this motion?
I have a request for information about it.
Point of order. Voting on accepting minutes is just as valid as any other vote the board takes. How can we proceed without the issue of who is to vote and who not settled?
Okay.
Can I speak to the reason for wanting to withdraw?
No, if nobody objects, it's withdrawn. Okay. We're going to proceed to a vote on this motion, and if I'll reread it so you'll know exactly what you're voting on. Put your hand up. The motion is that we suspend the rules, and I said they're the bylaws, and what's this word? And something.
Allow
Cliff and Kevin to remain/become board members and postpone any consideration of the minutes until the next meeting. Okay.
Out of order, Mr. Chair. Can you call that out of order? We cannot modify with a motion if I know.
Objection. More than once or twice.
I am going to see what the vote is, and then I will make a ruling after that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Parliamentarians never heard that before.
How can we change the bylaws?
The bylaws say three unexcused in a row. It doesn't say the rest.
Exactly, sir.
It doesn't say the rest.
So.
Okay, put your hands down. You're in the beginning of vote.
Mr. Chair, amendment. Well, I move to strike the first part of it, dealing with suspending the bylaws and the rules.
You can't suspend the bylaws.
You have to write down your amendment.
Strike that part.
Your motion is dilatory, out of order, and inappropriate.
Put it to the vote, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. So, all those in favor of what is essentially postponing the approval of the minutes, please raise your hand. Postponing one, two, three.
What are we voting on?
I'll read it one more time. I move that we suspend the rules and, or bylaws.
No, it's special rules.
It's rules, not bylaws.
No, it's bylaws.
Suspend the rules and allow Cliff and Kevin to remain and become board members and postpone any consideration of the minutes until the next meeting. Okay, all those in favor of this motion to postpone their possible removal. We'll address
those
this next month.
Of the motion.
Please raise your hands. Ten. All those opposed, please raise your hands.
Yes, what the hell? Maybe I should.
Well,
that's okay. Did you count yourself, Ten?
He doesn't have to. I'm gonna call for a recount. I wanna know. It was too close. So I wanna see the hands again.
Stand up.
Roll call.
Okay.
Mr. Chair,
can I use the bathroom?
I asked for a roll call. Yeah. I want in a minute to know who.
A standing vote will get a much faster.
That's true. No.
I want it in a minute. We cannot suspend the bylaws.
It takes 40% of the body for a roll call vote. Do I have other sponsors of this to make it into a roll call vote?
Yes.
Yes.
I see only who is supporting a roll call vote.
I may be up to now.
One. Two, three. We're not doing a roll call vote. All those in favor of this motion.
Three. What are you talking about?
Only three supporters.
Takes 40%.
People want to vote suspend the bylaws, but they don't want it in the meeting.
Point of emphasis. Pass a bylaw.
I'm confused why we can even vote on this motion when it's in the bylaws. Exactly. The amendment of bylaws cannot happen in this way.
It's a rule. She keeps saying bylaws.
But this rule is in
It's about the bylaws. Idea that people cannot request excused absences, and there can only be three, and after that you've lost your rights to them. So he's trying to suspend the rule having to do with this has to do with whether they do or do not have the right to ask for.
But it's in the bylaws on page 16.
Yeah. Our standing rules and special rules say that after three absences, after three requests, you're not allowed to ask for additional excused absences. We're not talking about the bylaws. We're talking about this. Standing and special rule.
They're different.
I withdrew the motion. Can she speak to why she doesn't want it withdrawn?
I'll make a new motion. I move that the attendance issues regarding Cliff Smith and Kevin White be postponed until the February LSB meeting. And on a side note...
Wait. Does your motion have a second?
Second. I finished.
Okay, would you please speak to your motion?
Oh, my God. Okay, thanks. Okay. I don't ever want to set a precedent with this new board of breaking bylaws. Absolutely not.
Really?
In the December meeting, I made a motion to postpone this issue to the January meeting. I would have thought that Cliff, Kevin, and the powers that be...
What is that?
Rhonda, go ahead.
Okay, the reason why I made that motion in the last meeting was to where Kevin and Cliff could be clearer on what meetings they missed and they can have a reply. And I would like to suggest that this be handled outside of this meeting. The issues with Kevin and with Cliff, set up whatever you got to set up special to figure it out. Because, come on, it's 7:53. We are going to lose our new board.
Public comment.
How many times have you spoken on this issue? You're allowed to.
I haven't spoken on this particular issue.
I just made a motion.
All right. Go ahead. Hush.
You don't have
to order, please.
Don, Bill, Jerry, can you please be seated and listen to what Hank has to say?
Mr. Chairman, don't you have a motion on the floor?
Yeah, the motion is...
She's referring to Jim's motion, original motion.
Her motion is not in order at the end of the vote.
Okay. And your motion...
I thought we have a vote. You never...
Okay, right. So the vote is on this motion... And it is by a standing vote. How many are in favor of suspending the rules and allowing Cliff and Kevin to remain on this body tonight? All those in favor of this motion, please stand.
I'm going to stand, but I don't like the language.
Well, then you should have
amended the motion. I did. I put forth the new motion. He took his off.
13 in favor.
Well,
I counted you. All those
in favor. What?
Once a motion has been made and seconded, it is no longer owned by the maker of the motion. And if any member of the body wants to go on record on that motion, that motion has to be voted on.
Again.
Okay, all those against the motion, please stand. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. The motion passes.
I'm sorry.
We already asked for abstentions.
Point of order, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
No way.
If I don't misunderstand, a special rule requires two thirds.
This is bad juju, people.
I know that, but that's what
let's
I
just
want.
Go with the minutes. What's the first minute we're considering? What month are we considering? On the minutes.
Nancy, show him where the bathroom is.
Venetia? Let me.
That's okay. Just go on. Please, just go on. Please. Do not waste no time explaining nothing to me.
Okay, we are still in. Okay. Well, I want to explain to the body for now, and this is a hell of a night of learning Robert's Rules of Order, whether you want to or not. We will be, in most instances, we will ask for those in favor and those opposed. Robert's Rules of Order almost always does not ask for abstentions. They have no impact on the vote. And the minutes of the meeting generally will not indicate how many people voted in favor or opposed. Whether it passed or failed is what is critical, and that is it. So,
point of order, listener comment is in 3 minutes.
Right.
Don't we have a second motion?
We've taken care of it.
No, it never got.
Roman numeral 5 is a review of the minutes of previous meetings. Either the present, I'll start with the present secretary, or if she wishes to yield to the previous secretary.
I will yield.
Susan, do you have minutes that you are prepared to share with the body for approval or for corrections at this point?
I emailed regular LSB minutes. I have executive session minutes with me.
Okay.
If people want them, or if we're supposed to give them out, I don't know. I also have a set of delegates session minutes.
Okay. Well, we are about to go into public comment. And during that time, I would ask you to hand out the executive session minutes. And we will address that as soon as public comment is over. We have a maximum of 30 minutes for public comment. And I have some cards over there. Rick, do you see any signing sheet? Or may I see by a show of hands those individuals who wish to...
I gave the secretary a sign-up sheet.
Yeah.
So what,
it's
on
under
this?
Yeah.
Okay, I have Alon, V. Patel, Joseph Davis, Rick Potoff, Warren Houston, Greg Audell, Teresa Allen.
Check it in, my name.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Dwayne Mark. Your name is?
Roger.
R-A-J-E.
Thank you.
Anyone else wish to speak? You don't have to identify yourselves.
Point of information,
just
Mr.
a moment.
Chairman.
Let me get.
Mr. Chairman, was I counted as present tonight?
Deb?
Okay.
Deb, do you have Bob Gartner as present?
Do I have Bob Gartner as what?
Present.
I came in late.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
No, I have you as president.
I didn't.
You
had four
people. Everybody's here. Late. Just two were late. Three were late.
All right.
Mr. Chair, this lady
would like to introduce you. I'm afraid this lady. Where's George? George.
I have a ride.
Okay, it will be 3 minutes per person, and I've lost my timekeeper.
I'm doing it.
Okay.
All right. Each one of you will have 3 minutes. If there's any time left over, we will reallocate that time to everyone who will have a chance to speak again. So if you don't use it all up, that's how we'll approach it.